God bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. I've been out every day this week doing the things that God put in my heart to do. Number one, just to get out. It's nice to get out. Being stuck in the house for over a year. Even before the lockdown, I was stuck in the house. But I didn't think there was going to be... Didn't know anything about a lockdown coming up. So when I finally wanted to get out, we was locked in. But God is really good. Becky Jancy, and she's on holiday this week. She sends her love to everyone. She's with her little family. They turn up Sunday. And we had a really great time. And I was able to share with her and with her partner, Jack. And they were really, really blessed. And they've been sending me pictures all the time of their little holiday that they're having. So they're having a great time. Danny and Amber are really blessed, and they helped Kim this week with the bedroom upstairs. That's why I was out. I was out the way. It was really great what you shared, Lisa. I really commend you for sharing that, like, you know, because it's personal. And to share your deliverance is a great thing. And that's what God wants each and every one of us to do, to give our testimonies, to share what he's done. Like, he's working in our hearts. All our situations are different. We're all different individuals. We all got different things going on. We're all in different areas. But God is at work in every one of our lives. And so we've all got our testimonies to tell. One of my testimonies for this week is that can you remember Abby used to sing on the CD with me? She hadn't been to fellowship for, over 2 years now. I hadn't seen her for over 2 years. So I met her yesterday, and she was really, really blessed that I went to see her, and we had this coffee together, and she said, well, I didn't know whether to come in or not, because I haven't been around for so long. I didn't know whether you would let me in, come in. I said, well, of course we would. The door's always open to you. I said, but now we've got past that. We understood that, you know, our hearts were for each other just that time went, because she's buying a house, and she was doing a study for a nurse and all that stuff. So she just got taken up with the things that she was doing. And sometimes we can easily let things slip, relationships and stuff like that, because we're pursuing our goals. And there's nothing wrong with that, because, you know, we need goals. We need direction. We need vision. So that was really great to catch up with her and just to share what we've been doing, share what we've been teaching, and to just really give her encouragement. And, you know, the more I'm growing with God, the more I understand our life is about service. It's about service to others, to add value, to bring the words of life to people. And to encourage them that they don't have to stay right where they are. They don't have to settle for their life how it is. But whatever bondage they're in, whatever situation in, God is a God of deliverance. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. And once we've got that liberty, then we're to stand fast in that liberty where Christ has made us free, and not to be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. So the things that have got us in bondage, we steer clear of them like it's a hot fire. And we can do that with God. When our mind is set on things above and not on things of this earth, then God is working in us. And we got the energy, we got the strength, and we got our eyes open to see the pitfalls. But when we're just blasing along life, just waiting for life to happen for us, waiting for our circumstances to change, it's not going to change. And if you want circumstances to change, then you've got to go to God and say, right, okay, God, I'm not happy where I am. I want to move on. And I need visions, goals, direction, and you need to give them to me. And whatever situation we find ourselves in, whether we're in lack of finances, lack of relationship, whether we're lacking in health, you know, Jesus Christ has paid the full price so that we can freely enjoy all things that has been made available to us. So there's a contrast between the heavenly life and the earthly life. And we'll have a look at that contrast, because in John 10:10, Jesus clearly stated, you know, the thief, referring to Satan, the devil, the adversary, whatever name you want to give him, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, but in contrast, that I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more and abundantly. So we've got to ask ourselves, who is they? He couldn't be referring to the unbelievers, could he? He was referring to those that believe, those that are belonging to God, those that are looking to God, those that are desiring. You know, this life is being made available to everyone, but really for the believer that is now born again of the Spirit of God, we can have this life. And this life, this fullness of life, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, free from the bondages that the world has set up and the pitfalls they put in front of us and we think it's okay because everybody else does it, because we've been deceived. But when we become born again, we now are a new creation in Christ. We have the Spirit of God dwelling in us, and we are new. And then when we understand that, then we can think that way. I am a new creation in Christ. See, people think they're just who they are. You know, it's just Lawrence, or it's just Lisa, or it's just Frank, or it's just Barbara. But it's not. When people ask me who I am is a son of God. Who I am is a son of God with the Christ in me, with the Spirit of God dwelling in me. I am righteous, I am justified, I am sanctified, I am redeemed, I am an heir of God, I am a joint heir with Jesus Christ, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. That's who I am. My name's Lawrence, that's not who I am. Who I am is who God says I am. And so when we build that image in our heart and mind of who we truly are, and then we start to practice those things that we can do and put into practice, then it becomes like our word becomes. I want you to go to John chapter 6 and verse 63, or just listen, it's up to you. And Jesus said this. It says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing." See, that Spirit within us quickeneth. God's Spirit in us is quickens. "But the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." Jesus Christ was anointed of God. And he had the Spirit of God on him, in him. And when he spoke, his words were spirit and life. Now in Ephesians, I think it's 1:13, it says that we've been sealed with the Holy Spirit promise. So that Spirit of God is canned up in us. No impurities can get into our spirit. No impurities can get into that Spirit of God. It's sealed up until the day of redemption. The only impurity that can come in is into our minds through what we see, what we hear, and what we repeat. We're to set our affections, now we're born again, on things above. We're to focus on what God says we are, and then we want to see a manifestation of that and in evidence in our life. So we begin to practice. And so Jesus said, "The words that I speak unto you are from my Father." Now we got that same ability, that we can speak those words from God. And we know in Philippians 2:13 it says, "For God is working in you both to will and to do of his good pleasure." That word "worketh in you" means he's constantly at work. So when our minds is lined up with the transmitter, the Holy Spirit of God, then God is able to energize those words which are spirit and life. So the words that you can speak can be spirit and life. These words bring edification. These words bring exhortation. These words bring comfort, healing, deliverance. They also give direction and build vision in our heart and mind, right? So these are the words, this positive words from God. These faith-building words that build our heart and mind. And then we shut those negatives out. And then we start to declare who we are. We say what the scriptures have written about us, what God says, what has been recorded. I'm an heir of God. I'm a joint heir with Jesus Christ. I have direct access to God. So God has given us something that we can read to see and to apply and do and to build our heart. The scriptures say in Proverbs, "Guard your heart with all diligence." Why? For out of it are the issues of life. On the contrast to speaking words of spirit and life, we can speak words of fear and death. These words of fear and death are what are in the senses realm, which is promoted through the god of this world. Satan is the god of this world. He works through the systems of this world, through idols, anything before God, through religion, through your news media, through the government, through people that have not set God as their master and Lord, but they've set the world's way as their master and Lord. Money, power, influence, domination, and riches. Now, see, all those things like riches and wealth is good. but it could be used for bad. So it's, where is our mindset? Now, we're not of this world now. We're in it, but we're not of it, because we're a new creation. Now we are living from the right-hand side of God. We're seated at the right-hand side of God in Christ Jesus. Everything has been put under the feet of Christ. So when we submit to God's authority, in the sense that we recognize who we are, we're now going to walk from this angle, then we can start to manifest the power of God through the repetition of our thoughts and confession, and through practicing the principles and things that God tells us to practice, practicing speaking words of life over our situation. So when we're faced with a challenging situation, then we don't say what that situation says. We don't repeat it. Oh, well, I've got nothing in my bank. Oh, I've got this illness. No, we don't say that. I am healed by his stripes. Jesus Christ has paid the full price for my physical healing, for my emotional healing, for my mental healing. He's paid the full price. And so we confess that. So I can live freely in this world, shining as a light and walking in the authority and love and the power of God, because that's who I truly am now. See, all the old programming from that old man nature, you can override. You've got authority over that old, those old habit patterns, those things that slow you down, those emotions that try to come in are so strong, the negative emotions can pull you down and bring your mind out of alignment with the Spirit of God in you and the truths of who you are. So in Isaiah 26:3 it says, thou, God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, God, because he trusted in thee. See, when we are trusting God, our mind is stayed on God. But we lose focus when we allow the things from the outside of this world to distract us. And then we come into unbelief, fear, worries, doubts. Job was the richest man on the earth, in the East, right? Or wherever he lived, he was rich. He was the richest guy around. And everything was going so good for Job, but then he started to worry. And he started to say to himself, maybe it's my kids have sinned. Maybe they've done wrong before God. And he was constantly thinking and saying these things. And we know that it says in there that the thing that Job greatly feared was come upon him. Because fear works like faith. It's just opposite directions. The more that we worry about something, the more we confess something, the more that's going to be produced. Because our words are seed. They're not only spirit and life, but they're seed. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. So now we know a bit about life. Now we know how the things work. Because God has shown us that death and life is in the power of our tongue. So we should take note. Okay, I've got to watch the words of my mouth. How do I do that? By watching what comes into my ears and what I see with my eyes. Be careful what you listen to, Jesus said. You know, that thing that you pay attention to and consider and munch over in your head. When you start thinking about those negative things and you start feeling that emotion in you, life draining, that's not from God. That's from the God of this world. He wants to bring you so down that you don't come up. But God wants you to bring you so up that you don't come down. The contrast is amazing. And our God is a God of deliverance. He truly has delivered us. He truly has set us free. So we need to really just focus on who we truly are. And we say and call those things which are not as though they were. So if you're lacking, you call abundance. If you're in need of healing, you call healing. If you need deliverance, you call deliverance. I am delivered. I call it to me. I pray to you, God. Thank you that I've already received this. Jesus Christ said, when you pray, believe that you receive those things, then you shall manifest them. And I shared last week that we don't look at the things on this earth because they're temporal. But we look at the unseen things because they're eternal. And that's where faith is. Faith is the substance. It's the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen, the things that not are seen before us. Whatever you desire and you don't have right now, if you can see it in your mind and you can believe God that you've got it and you say you've already got it, then you will manifest it. That is how faith works. When God energized Jesus, when he went to raise Lazarus from the tomb, from the dead, Lazarus was dead. You know, God inspired that vision and what to say at that time. And Lazarus, when he said, come forth, I'm sure Jesus seen it in here first. He got the idea from God, the revelation. When we speak, our words paint pictures. So we don't think in words, we think in pictures. So when I'm speaking to you, I'm saying certain things like dog, cat, ball. Those pictures will flash up in your mind. A nice palm tree. See, so we think in pictures. So what do you imagine in your mind? If you've got a situation that's not favorable, see the deliverance. See the thing that you want. Then call it, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus Christ that the answer's there before me. I take it, it's mine. And then act and rejoice like it's already yours. And then when people ask you your condition, I'm delivered. I'm healed. You may still be going through something. Can you see? But you're saying, I am totally fine. I am doing great. My emotional state is absolutely wonderful. The Spirit of God is energized in me. His word is rich in my heart and in my mind. See, this is what I'm speaking is the practical of what is written. It's the practical of what is written. And so it's in the practice that we see the manifestation of the power of God in our lives. And then we can also share that with other people. So we can then instruct people. We can share people. Look, if you want this, you've got to see it. See it as done. Have great faith in God. Like the centurion. See, God knows that our faith needs to be built. So when he went and said to Abraham, I have made thee the father of many nations. God said, I've already done it. It's already done. And then at night time, God says, now look at the stars in the sky. Don't forget, he probably lived in a desert land. So in the night time, he could see the stars. And he said, that will be your descendants. And in the daytime, he had the sand. Because God mentioned the stars, and God mentioned the sand. And God wanted him, every time he looked at the stars, to remember his promise to him. Every time he looked at the sand, he remembered God's promise to him. Because God showed him the stars, and he showed him the sand, right? It's in Genesis, go and have a look. And then he said, I'm calling you Abraham, the father of many nations. His name was Abraham, which was father of heights. God changed his name. So not only did he use his mind, but he used his words. So God gave him the image in mind and the words to speak. And that's what we need to do. So if you know what you want, you can say what you want, you can see what you want in your mind's eye, and you can receive it. Because that's how faith works. It's very simple. And God has been teaching me this, and I've been practicing this. And so I've been manifesting a lot of the things that I've been desiring before God. Because it's the absolute will of God for you to be blessed. It's the absolute will of God for you to be delivered from emotional scars, from mental scars, from hurts. And forgiveness is a great thing. Because when we don't have forgiveness, then what happens is bitterness comes. That root of bitterness, if it's allowed to develop, devours everything. Our faith, our thinking. Not only does it do that, but I've known a lot of people in my life that have bitterness. And not only does it affect their hearts and their minds, it goes on to affect their bodies. They start getting ailments and illnesses. This is the God of this world. This is what he promotes. This is what he tries to shut down your throats and put in front of your faces and cause you to hear. But when we're switched on, we're like radars. We recognize it straight away. That's not from God. I don't receive that. I'm a son of God with all power. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty. I've been set free. I am free. I am blessed. I am wealthy. I am prosperous. I am healthy. I walk in great deliverance. And so these things are in my heart to share a lot. Because God really wants you to be successful in your life. 3 John 2 says, Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper. Have a good journey through life. That word prosper means to have a good journey through life. And if we're struggling in all these different areas, we're not going to have a good journey through life. We're going to be limping through life. If I sprain my ankle, then my whole body's going to limp because I've got to pay attention to this area of need. But God is so good, he shows us how to get out of it. He shows us where to get the help that we need, the words we need to receive to help us. But a lot of people don't practice what they're encouraged. And if we start walking in our authority, if we start operating in the principles of God, if we start practicing the things that are being encouraged, and especially on this fellowship, if you practice those things that you haven't been practicing, you know about them. Oh, I know the scriptures on that. Oh, yes, I've taken a class on that. Have you done it? Have you put it to work for you? Have you proved it to yourself? It's very powerful, this stuff. And I had to look at myself in the mirror and think, man, I've taken a certain class, foundational class, 100 times. And I had to look in the mirror and say to myself, you cheated yourself, Lawrence, because you didn't practice. You didn't put it to action. You just had knowledge. You just had an understanding of something, but you didn't actually do it. And so the last, I say, about year and a half now, I've been practicing all the things I've learned since I got born again. I've been putting it to practice, and man, God goes to work very quick. And I've been blown away with how God just takes care of me, how God has enlightened my heart and mind. Because we've only got one life to live and to give, and we've got to make it count now. Yesterday's gone. I can't think about yesterday. I might have some good memories there, but I can't change anything about yesterday. I can't move into my future just right now, but I'm here right now, this very day. I can plan towards the future. I can set goals and dreams and visions, the ones that God's put in my heart personally, what I want to achieve. How do I get to what I want to achieve? I've got to know it, what it is. What do I want from this life? What do I want to do with my Heavenly Father? And what do I want to see? And so I go to God, Father, you show me, you know the best for me. And you know the best direction for my life. So I come to you and I ask you to put your desires and your visions and your goal in my heart. So I've been talking about desire, vision and goals for over a year now. Because I know that when you get serious in your heart with God and say, yeah, I've been waiting for the things to happen for me, but they haven't happened. And the reason is because it's my fault. I didn't listen. I didn't practice. I didn't realize I had to do something. And that is to be led by God. So God just started to show me, write your goals down. Lawrence, write them down. How much do you want to receive every month? What do you want to give? Write it down. And where do you want to go? You know, write your little goals down. Write your major goal down. For me, and it's always been this, I really want to see God's word move from Bristol all over the world. So I know it's moving over the world, but from Bristol, from our influence here, I want to see it move all over the world. I want to reach many people as I can, because there's so many people that are sick, that are in poverty, that are in depression, that are stuck, that are looking for answers, and they haven't got any. There's still people out there that haven't heard the gospel of Jesus Christ yet, and what really is available. They may have heard traditional Christianity, but the true delivering power of God, that's what I want to deliver, and I'm going to do it. I'm doing it, and I'm going to continue to do it, and on a greater scale. Not because I'm anything, because without him I'm nothing, but with him I'm everything. I'm a majority. You are a majority. With God you are the majority. But God needs your faith and your words, and he needs your focus. God responds to faith. He's a faith God. Nothing pleased with God without faith. Faith is what you can't see in the senses realm, but you desire it and you want it, right? But you can see that you got it, yeah? Just like the centurion, for example, his servant was sick at home, and that servant needed to be healed. So when Jesus said to Jesus, you know, he's ill, she's ill, or he's ill, Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And he said, no, just say the word. That was his faith. Oh, this Jesus just says the word, it's going to be healed. The woman with the issue of blood, she said within herself, if I just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole. She said it within herself. She believed it with all her heart. It was her last chance. And her faith activated the power of God in Jesus. And dunamis was released from him. Virtue came out of him. It came out of him. He knew it went out of him. So we can minister with this power of God. It come out of you. Faith will activate the power of God. is very powerful when you think about these wonderful records. Dwell on them. Like, dwell on the, how did these happen? What was going on there? And she said within herself, "Well, I just touched the hem of his garment." And when she did it, she already released her words. Like when God said, "Let there be light," and there was. She already released her word within herself. She said it. So she was probably muttering it. And bang, when she made connection, when she made that connection, the power was released. She got her answer. She got her deliverance. We have to do something, but it's what God shows us to do. Not, we don't manufacture what to do. And that's why we need to be led by the Spirit of God, because now we are spiritual. We still have a physical body, but we're spiritual. And it says in Romans 8, I say this time and time again, this record, because it's very powerful. Romans 8 is a powerful record. Romans 6, 7 and 8 together. "There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus." That condemnation is sickness, death, lack, everything that came into the world through the fall of Adam and Eve. And God said, "There's therefore now no condemnation to you, because the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made you free from the law of sin and death." That law which works for people that are under it doesn't work for you no more. But if you live with that old man nature, those old thoughts, those old words, those old habits, then you'll manifest the old things, right? But if we walk like the sons and daughters of God that we are before him, speaking those heavenly words, those words of light, those words of deliverance, which are energized by God, then it brings into manifestation the power of God in our life and the things and the areas that we need it to work for us. So put your words to work for you. I've been sharing about finances, and that God taught me about stewardship, and that money was good. Money isn't evil. The love of money is evil. It's the root to all evil, right? People go and do all crazy things to get this money, and evil things to get this money. But money in and of itself is not bad. And God was teaching me this. And God says, "Money, Lawrence, is a servant, not the master." In other words, Lawrence, you put the money that you've got to work for you. Make it your servant. Okay, you want it to work there? Don't just get rid of it. Don't just throw it away on the things that you want, that you think that you need. But put it to work for you so you can get the most out of it. And it's the same with our words. Put your words to work for you. You know, emotions are strong. And they are important, by the way. We was always told they're not important. But God gave them to us for a reason. But when we harness our emotions, when we bring those emotions in line to who we truly are, then we can overcome those negative emotions. Because there's positive emotions which come from the Spirit of God, which is energized for our thoughts and our words in it, and it affects our physical being, which brings deliverance. So whatever you're going through right now, whatever area it is, or whatever you want to see and achieve, start saying that you've already achieved it. Start living like you're already victorious. You're already healed. Because you are. That's the true spiritual reality. The world will say, "Oh, you're never going to get out of this mess. You're too far in. It's going to take you a long time. You've got to do this, this, and this, that." But with God, everything's doubled quick time. God will restore to you your wasted years. God is going to restore to you your wasted years. Everything that the enemy has stolen from you, God is going to give back to you more than double. God does exceedingly abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. That's why, as a man thinketh, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And God does exceedingly abundantly above all that you ask or think. But the enemy can do it as well on the negative side. If we're thinking it, saying it, confessing it, we give out signals, right? We give out signals. You know, have you ever heard someone say, "Man, I can feel the vibes in here"? All the hippies used to say it, right? "I can feel the vibes." Well, yeah, we give out vibration. We give out a signal. You can walk in a room and know when someone's been talking about you. Because there's signals. Just like telephones give out signals, you can't see them. Just like the internet gives out signals, you can't see them, but they're there. See, God is right with you right now. He's right before you, you just can't see him. But he's there. He's ever present. He's ever present to help and to deliver. He says, "I've given you wisdom and I've given you knowledge All you got to do is use it. Use what I give you. Speak my language. God says now, speak my language. So if you, I can only speak English myself. If I want to learn Hindi or Portuguese or Spanish, I'm going to have to take some lessons. So now I need to learn to speak the heavenly language. I need to practice speaking God's way. And it's a practice every day. And the more we do it, the more we perfect it. I'm so happy within myself. I really am. I've never been so happy in myself and never so certain about who I am and my destiny. Because I am a new creation in Christ. I am a son of God with all power. And I will overcome everything because God will always cause me to triumph in Christ Jesus. It's not because of me, it's because of God. And the things that He's empowered me with and enabled me with, that I need to use those things. Like the Spirit of God, we use that ability. Speaking in tongues, we use it. God's not going to speak in tongues for us. Interpretation, we do it. Bringing forth a word of prophecy, we do it. We ask God for word of knowledge, word of wisdom, discern the spirits. It's our operation of the God-given ability. God's spirit teaches our spirit, and our spirit teaches our mind. And as it becomes manifest as we act. That was one of the principles we did learn, which was fantastic many years ago. God's spirit teaches your spirit, and your spirit teaches your mind. And it becomes manifested in the senses realm as you act. Powerful saying, and it's true. That's how it works. So let God work in you and position yourself in your heart and mind. That's all you have to do. It's already done for us. The work's been done. Now we just position ourselves to who we truly are. And we think on things above. We speak the heavenly words that bring light and deliverance and direction. And look to encourage other people. Look, your life is all about service now. And as you help others, you know, you are going to be helped. You are going to receive everything that you need. Understanding will come to you bit by bit in the areas that you need it, like with emotions and thoughts and money and healings and stuff like that. Because I've learned these things as I've done, as I practice, as I've gone. It's as I'm doing, I learn. And then being around great people. Who do you keep in your environment? Because, you know, you're going to rise to that level of the people you hang around with. So I like to hang around great men and great women that look to God, that speak those heavenly words, that know about the Spirit of God, know about the spiritual matters, that walk and live that way. So I can rise up to that level, not come down to anyone else's level. You're either rising or going down. All depends where you are. If you want to be around and have the best, be around the people that are doing that. God was showing me one thing. You've got to follow someone that's better than you. And there's plenty of people that are better than all of us, right? In different areas. Why? Because they've walked the road you want to walk. People understand that in the business world. People follow other successful businessmen and women or corporations because they know how to do it. They know how to follow a certain path. Well, we know how to follow the right path, the righteous path, which leads to life. I really want to encourage you on that, this stuff. Because when I was up with, you know, Abby, I was sharing different things like this with her. You could see her face light up. And when I've been sharing these little principles with people about telling them, look, you can have whatever you want. If you go to God, if you know what God says, and you know what it is you want, and what you want to do, you can do it, you can be it, you can have it, because God says you can. It's available. Jesus said, the children of this world are wiser than the children of God in their generation. The children of this world know how to operate these laws and principles that God has set up in this world. And these laws and principles that God has set up, we're supposed to be operating it. We're supposed to be ruling and reigning in this life by one Jesus Christ. But see, these unbelievers don't give credit to God, but they know how to use His principles. See, they know how to say things. They know how to get things going. They give credit to the universe or something else. They don't give credit to God who created the heavens and the universe. And He set everything up for us. And all we got to do is start believing who we truly are and realizing nothing magically just happens. If you sit there waiting for it to happen, you'll be sitting there all the time. But you go to God, Father, show me what to do, show me how to move, show me how to act, show me what to say, I'll do it. But you've got to be serious. And I'm just a person that got serious with God because I know for many years I've taken all these classes, done all the fellowships, and didn't see too much of a manifestation of what God wanted. But now I'm seeing it. Because God brought me to that humble place and got me to look at my life and to get honest with myself and with Him. Now I can really encourage other people because I'm doing what I'm sharing with you. I shouldn't be sharing anything if I'm not doing it or I'm making the effort to do it. Yeah, so God bless your hearts. Your words are very powerful, guys. And your thoughts and your thinking, you just correlate it together with God. Ask Him to help you. Ask Him to help you to see what I'm saying if you don't fully see it. Because this stuff is life-changing, and not only will it change your life if you put it to practice, it affects everyone around you and changes their lives too. And, you know, it's just great. It's great to be empowered so that we can empower others. That's what it's all about. It's not for any of us to get the glory, but to give all the glory to God. So I just wanted to share. That was big on my heart from you guys sharing. See, like you really inspired faith in me through your testimonies and what God's doing in your life and what you're overcoming. Because you are super conquerors and God always causes you to triumph in Christ. So God bless you.